So, Bert, what's the criteria for liver transplant in HCC? What's the role of laparoscopic resection of HCC? And also, question mark, RFA?
Well, I think generally to address all of those questions, it's important to understand that only a small fraction of patients that walk in the door are going to be eligible for surgical procedures because of cirrhosis. So if resection can be done, I don't think there's any particular issue with doing it laparoscopically. Although if patients are going to become transplant eligible in the future, I think there are worries about laparoscopic port site recurrences. So open resections might be preferable if you think someone might be a transplant candidate at progression. In terms of who is eligible, these are people with smaller tumors and few, so the Milan criteria allow for 1 5-centimeter tumor or up to 3, no greater than 3 centimeters. There are expanded criteria like the UCSF criteria. Some patients who have larger tumors were able to downstage with regional therapies and get them into transplant eligibility criteria, but again, the percentage of patients who end up being eligible for transplant is quite small overall.